This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares with Dr. Norman Shuley. Second hour today. And if you'd like to contact Dr. Shuley, you may. At norm at normshuley.com. N-O-R-M as in Norman. Norm at normshuley.com. And you can sign up for the same newsletter that I get multiple times per week, absolutely free. Dr. Shuley, I was thinking about blood pressure, and a lot of us are concerned about our blood pressure. Is there, you know, I know that you can buy these electronic gadgets, and you can put them around your arm and press a button, and it will take your blood pressure. But are they as accurate as if a blood pressure were taken manually? Because I notice in most doctors' offices, a nurse or a nurse practitioner will come in, take your blood pressure mechanically with that hand pump and the stethoscope. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, interestingly, Vince, I have cross-checked these a number of times, and I would say they are accurate, the little automated ones. I use it because it is quicker. I have one for the wrist in some people where it's difficult to, you know, to get the upper arm because of the clothing. And the wrist one even works adequately in my experience.
Okay. Now, for those who are preparedness-minded and think, you know, maybe I might not be able to get batteries in, you know, whenever I want. Maybe the supply chain may fail. And they want to go completely manual. What equipment would you recommend?
Well, you need an oral thermometer. I think that's always at the top of my list because fever is perhaps more common than, you know, than other such problems. I think it would be wise to have a blood pressure cuff, one of the automated ones. And, I mean, they're fairly inexpensive now. Then that raises some very interesting questions. I think you should have aspirin on hand unless you know that you can't tolerate aspirin. Of all the anti-inflammatories that are over the counter, I think it is actually safer than the so-called NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. I think that you probably ought to have on hand Pepto-Bismol. It'll keep for years and years and years, a little one that you put in the mouth, not as the liquid, but the tablets or whatever. I think you ought to have alcohol, rubbing alcohol. I think you ought to have iodine. Now, personally, of course, I keep the 7% iodine, which you can only get from a veterinary supply house. You can't get it at a regular drugstore, which is 3%. About 7.5% iodine is much, much better to have on hand. I think you should have triple antibiotic ointment. It's useful for minor skin irritations, infections, etc. Beyond that, I suppose the single most important thing is if you are on a prescription drug, well, I would try to get a six-month supply at a time, and when it gets down to about a month or 6 weeks level, replenish it for a 6 month supply. If you're on any kind of excellent supplement, like a good B complex, the one I take is Dr. Shealy's Essentials, I think you should have a 6 month supply of those kinds of things. Let's face it, nobody knows when the next general and national or regional emergency will take place. Interestingly, if you don't have some alternative source of energy, I would do a lot of canned food, home canned, which is really, I don't know why we call it canning because it's in a jar. But, for instance, I'm getting my big freezer down in size so that I can have a beefalo butchered. And I'm canning a lot of stuff for the dogs and for myself out of my freezer that I would prefer to have frozen. But in order to make room for the beefalo, I got to make room in my freezer, that kind of thing. Band-Aids, of course, some tape, some gauze sponges. I can't think of anything else at the moment.
Okay, let me just review this for those who might have been taking notes. An oral thermometer, blood pressure cuff, aspirin, Pepto-Bismol, rubbing alcohol, iodine at 7%, which is only available at your veterinarian or veterinarian supply, triple antibiotic ointment, or antibiotic or antiseptic?
Antibiotic, yeah. It's three antibiotics for local skin stuff.
Okay. 6 month supply of prescription medicines that you absolutely must take. 6 month supply of Dr. Shealy's Essentials. Gauze, tape, and home canned food, which is putting your contents in jars. Okay. I agree with all that. Now, for those who would like to take their blood pressure manually with a stethoscope, can you describe that process? How is it done?
Well,
I know you pump up the cuff.
It has a little, most of them have an arrow or some indication of where you want to place it. And the place you want to place it is over the medial, which means the part up from your little finger at the elbow. So just at the elbow, the artery, the major artery. Wait a minute. I gotta do this. I'm so accustomed to doing it. I have to. No, you place it. No, the best artery is up from your thumb, right over the bend of the elbow, and that's where the monitor goes for the stethoscope, which you place under the cuff after you tighten the cuff, and then you pump up the blood pressure cuff to a pressure above 160. Mm-hmm. No matter what you think the blood pressure is going to be, if you think it's normal, you go up to 160, and then you let you release the pressure in the bulb very slowly so that you can watch the beating of the heart as it comes down, because somewhere between 140 and 120 in almost everybody, you will begin to hear the pulsing of the heartbeat. And then you take it down until that disappears, and that's the diastolic, the lower level, the upper level where you first hear it is the systolic, and where it disappears is the diastolic. And the diastolic is more important than the systolic. In fact, the diastolic should be somewhere between 70 and 80 generally. The systolic, the ideal is 120, but up to 140, I would worry. That's the way you do the blood pressure.
Okay, so let me see if I've got this. We put the blood pressure cuff on, and we put the stethoscope right under the blood pressure cuff. We pump it up to about 160. We slowly release the pressure, and we listen for the first beat we hear. The first beat we hear is the top number, or the systolic, and we slowly release the pressure until we don't hear the beat anymore, and that is the diastolic. And we're looking for something 120 or so, but a maximum of 140 for the upper number, the systolic, and somewhere between 70 and 80 as the lower number.
Now, if you want to feel that pulse, by the way, I just did it. You know, I'm so accustomed to it's automatic in my, I mean, I'm doing this for 60-plus years.
Mm-hmm.
The pulse that you're feeling is you can put your finger on that without the blood pressure cuff on, and that pulse is straight up from the little finger with your palm straight out, straight up from your little finger, not the big finger. And you can feel it. It's a very strong pulse right there, just as above, barely above the crease in the elbow.
Okay. And so I was looking up the cost of manual equipment, and I see a blood pressure cuff sphygmomanometer, $26.98 on the internet. I see an automated one. That you just read the display at $59.98. I've also seen some of those much lower in the $30 neighborhood. So for around $50 or less, it looks like you can have the equipment you need, but that's without the stethoscope if you go manually. Now, what would you recommend for a stethoscope? Is there one type that's better than another? Is there a brand that you like? What would you recommend for those of us who want to do this ourselves?
Well, is the standard. It has been for many, many decades. WELCHALLYN.
Okay. All right. And is there a style that we should look for?
You know, for someone who's not medically oriented, I don't think the style matters that much. You don't need actually the one that flips over where you have what's called a bell as well as a diaphragm. You only need the diaphragm to measure blood pressure or listen to the heart.
Okay. Now, in the few seconds of this segment remaining, is this something that most families should have?
It's a good idea. You know, it is a safety feature.
Right. Okay. We'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back. Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Repairs. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class Dr. Norman Shealy is with us. And so I went to eBay, Dr. Shealy, and I was looking up blood pressure cuffs, and I see them for $10. I've seen some for $5. I've seen some for $20. So they're very, very inexpensive. And I've also seen some electronic, automated, digital wrist blood pressure devices, machines. And I'm looking at one. It's $13, 17 bids. It's got an hour left. Maybe it'll go to $20. I see when you can buy for less than $18 with free shipping. So there, you can get these very inexpensively. Now, when you get into the stethoscope, then you can spend a little bit more money. But I did see one for a diaphragm stethoscope for $4.74. Then I saw the 3M Littmann brand between $40 and $50 all the way up to over $200. And then I saw the Welch Allyn. You could get one of theirs for $35 all the way up to $270. So you can spend a significant amount of money, over a couple hundred dollars on a stethoscope. Dr. Shealy, can you tell us, what do you get if you spend the $50 or so? What does the extra $200 get you? Is there anything that we would need as lay people?
No. There are many variations with all kinds of specialized and enhancement, if you will, features that someone who's not a physician or nurse really doesn't need.
Okay. All right. So, and I think your advice was that as a preparation kind of a thing, a tool to see what's going on in the future, that this is something that we should consider. Is that correct? Because I certainly want to get one. Okay. And, you know, class, I have a stethoscope that I have in our automotive shop. And what it is it looks like what you envision as a stethoscope, but it's a little different on the end. Instead of a diaphragm, a small diaphragm or a bell, it has a long rod, about 2 feet long, a steel rod coming out of the end of it. And what I do is if I hear a sound in an engine and I'm trying to figure out where that sound is coming from, is it coming from a bearing in the front? Is it a valve lifter? Is it a rod bearing? What is that noise? Is it coming from the alternator? Is it coming from the power steering pump? Where actually is it? I can actually touch the point that I think the sound might be coming from, and I can isolate where the problem is with this automotive type stethoscope. So I think that, you know, if you extrapolate that out, it makes sense for at least our family to have a manual and maybe even an automated blood pressure testing equipment. So that's something I think is more important than going to a movie. Okay? Dr. Shealy, is it possible for someone to overdose on vitamins? So,
well, yes.
Okay.
You know, vitamin C is one of the ones where anything over 1,000 milligrams is, you should be careful, absolutely careful, to have adequate B6 or B complex. In general, if the label says take one, I wouldn't take three. I mean, most of the supplements, and, you know, I do take a lot of supplements. I'm not sure that I need all of them. It's something that's sort of accumulated over the years. I've added to them. But I can't, I'm just going to walk in the other room and look at my bottle. I believe that every single one of them has on it a suggested dose. And I can't imagine one not having that. Obviously, it's something that I don't have to read because I know what I'm taking, but every one of them has serving size. Here's when it says one vegetable capsule, that kind of thing. And so,
okay.
If it says one, I wouldn't take 10.
Okay, but might you take two?
You aren't going to get in trouble taking two in most things.
Okay. Common sense. We'll be right back. Dr. Norm Shealy's with us, and I'd like to ask about snoring. Why is it that we snore? We'll be right back.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah.
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you got your?
Take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Snore, and what is it? Why do people snore?
Well, there are many reasons. It's anatomy, if you will. It's the sort of the relaxation of the back of your throat, greater than normal, or some abnormality in the way it's formed. Now, people who drink alcohol are more likely to snore. People who are overweight are more likely to snore. People who have a cold or any kind of inflammation, congestion, et cetera, in the throat. And if all of those are more likely. And finally, for some people, just lying on your back, a lot of people like to sleep on their back, you're 10 times more likely to snore lying on your back than if you lie on your side.
Is there a concern that medically about snoring? Is it indicative of something that could be serious or not?
No. In general, it is not a disease. Now, there's something called sleep apnea, where people breathe like, you know, and they stop for maybe a minute even, or half a minute. And that can be a very serious problem. Again, a huge majority of people with sleep apnea are overweight.
Okay. What about when people sleep, they make the sound like a puffing sound, like...
It's sort of not quite the same as snoring, but it's, you know, there's just a little bit more relaxation in those muscles back in the back of the throat that allow that to happen. Not a problem.
Okay. We've got Kyle in Montana. Welcome, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, Dr. Sheely.
Thank you for the compliment, gentlemen.
With your blood pressure thing, there's something that's always kind of interested me. As an example, I'm about 5'10", about 215 pounds. I take an herbal supplement that I make with garlic, cayenne, bilberry, about 13 different herbs that are in there, kelp and all that. And my blood pressure, I smoke about half a pack a day. That's about my max. Sometimes, most of the time, around 6 or 7. But my blood pressure runs are like 106 over 58. And what I'm wondering is, I do smoke organic cigarettes, but in any case, what I'm curious about, I'm not trying to justify it, but nevertheless, is what I am concerned about or just curious about is it possible to have blocked arteries and still have blood pressure like at 106 over 58?
Oh, yes. There's only one simple and safe test to know whether you are building up plaque or hardening of the arteries. It's called a calcium score. It's a CAT scan of the heart that gives you the amount of calcium deposited in the arteries of your heart. The range in the country is roughly a $100 to $600 for that test. And personally, I think all men ought to have it not later than age 50, and all women ought to have it by age 60.
Okay. So if a person were to have, and you call this a what again, a calcium what?
Score, S-C-O-R-E.
Oh, okay, calcium score. Okay, and if a person has a higher, what is high and then what is low, but also then if you had that, is there a way to reverse that?
Well, the standard way to reduce that is something called chelation. Chelation is usually done intravenously, and it takes about 30 treatments over a period of 6 months or so. But that can reverse coronary artery disease. Another one called ECP, or external counterpulsation, also can dissolve the calcium in the heart arteries, again, safely. Both of those procedures are not done by your average physician because they're greedy, and it doesn't cost but about $4,500 maximum for the treatment versus $150,000 for coronary bypass surgery.
Okay, and so as far as you know, there's no supplements or anything along those lines that will reduce that calcium.
Well, EDTA can be taken orally. There's not good research on that. You have to take it very cautiously because it can cause diarrhea or cramping. But there are, it is available as a liquid, you know, take so many drops a day. And it may work, although, again, we have a $30 million study supporting intravenous chelation. We just don't have an adequate published study on oral chelation.
Okay. Could you explain something to me then? How is it that blood pressure could be low if a person is had? I don't know because I've never had this calcium score. But how is it that a person could have low blood pressure or good blood pressure and still have a calcium buildup in their arteries?
Well, you know, everybody is a unique individual. And their genetic factors and their physical factors. But let's put it this way, Carl. With your weight, which is, you know, significantly over an ideal for your height, and even smoking 6 to 10 cigarettes a day, I will bet you the cost of your calcium score test that you've got calcium deposits in your arteries.
Okay.
Now, that is not true of 100% of people. I have, you know, measured a couple of scores of people, and I would say in my personal experience, by age 50, about 90% of people have some calcium in, men have some calcium in the heart arteries.
Okay, and what is a high score and what is a low score?
Well, any, to me, is a high score, but a real high, I mean, it can go from a score of 50 to a score of 3,000. I mean, that's the range, more or less.
Okay. And so if a person, so do you, like, have you, I'm assuming you've had that done, and I'm wondering, like, what is your calcium score?
It is high, and I have no symptoms, and I have normal blood pressure. But, you know, it's partly, I presume, genetic. I have been working for about a year and a half on another way that I don't know yet whether or not it will reduce calcium in the arteries. One of those is using pulsed electromagnetic field therapy plus crushed sapphire crystal. The evidence is that I've done some reduction, but not as much as I would like in that period of time, but it's safe and it's simple. I'm also about to do an experiment with people who've got calcium deposits in the arteries where we're exposing them to at least 36 hours of scalar, another form of electrical therapy, which may also help reduce that calcium, but it's not proven yet.
Okay, and is this EDPA, is that available at like health food stores?
No. In general, I've never seen it at a health food store. You can get it on the Internet.
Okay.
And that's EDTA, is that correct?
That is correct, EDTA. I've never learned how to pronounce it, so the individual words, it's sodium something or other.
All right. Well, it's very informative, Vince, as usual, you and Dr. Shealy. I appreciate your program very much. Thanks, guys.
Well, I would strongly recommend both a homocysteine, a blood test, again, because of your smoking and your overweight, that's a simple blood test. That one's easily reversible with certain supplements, and I would certainly strongly recommend a calcium score as a baseline to advise you of what to do.
Okay, homocysteine test and a calcium score.
Right.
All right.
Kyle, I've got a question for you, Kyle. Have you tried to quit smoking?
Yeah, a couple times I have, and it's just you know, I find it more in reality. It's more of a mental habit than anything, and it's not. Mm-hmm. I mean, you figure, you know, 6 to 10 a day is not much, but dealing with the pain that I deal with because of the derivative multiple sclerosis I've got. For some, it just calms me down, and it, like I said, it's, I think it's more mental. I've thought about it many times.
Well, so let's pursue this, if you don't mind, a little bit more, Kyle. Dr. Sheely, I've heard people who smoke say that there's a calming effect, but actually it increases blood pressure, doesn't it?
Usually.
So is this mind over matter, there's a calming effect? Because
nicotine is a narcotic. It is related. Most people, in fact, believe that it is as addicting as heroin. Now, 50% of smokers can quit and have no major symptoms. Another 50% have severe withdrawal symptoms. So I would say we can't even tell whether you're dead or alive without going to Supreme Court. Nothing affects us 100% except total poison.
What? So when someone is addicted and he or she tries to quit, what are the symptoms of this withdrawal, that the common symptoms?
Nervousness, anxiety, okay. A tremor, sweating, nausea, all of these things, can be part of it.
Do you recommend gradual withdrawal or cold turkey?
With cigarettes, it has been proven beyond any reasonable doubt that cold turkey is the only way that works.
Kyle, any further questions?
No, thanks, Ben.
Hey, Kyle, thanks so much for the card. Thanks for your friendship. Thanks for being an instructor. And thanks for calling in today. Dr. Sheely and I will be right back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Shealy, I was reading an article, I can't find it, on the internet last couple of days, and it was about dim lighting and sleeping in dim lighting and how it can be harmful to the body, because the body works best when we sleep in darkness.
That is true. Any light in the room diminishes the quality of your sleep. Except red. In other words, if you have an electric clock or anything like that, it should have a red light, not a blue or a green or a white light. Other than that, no light whatsoever in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm. And that's the color of the display on the clock that we have in the bedroom. It's been red for a couple decades, and it's an old Sony clock radio that is used as an alarm. And by the way, I don't need an alarm because I have trained myself, as you recommended that I could, to just get up, and I do.
I don't need an alarm either. Nevertheless, a friend gave me something called Alexa. It's one of those things that you can talk to it and it will play music or listen to the radio or whatever. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. 2 years ago, a friend gave me an Alexa for Christmas. And so if I really have to get up unusually early, I'm usually up at between 4 and 5 anyway. If I have to get up at 3, then I will say, Alexa, wake me at 3 a.m. And it will.
I was reading a story about a device that's connected to the internet. And I think less than 10 years old, was talking to one of those internet-connected type devices like that you can talk to. And she accidentally ordered a shipment of very expensive cookies and I think a Playhouse. And it arrived. And I guess now the question is that something that they have to pay for it, they send it back, or how does that work when something like that happens?
Well, I imagine that depends on the individual seller.
Yeah, yeah. Magnesium, Dr. Sheila, you have a product that you offer, magnesium lotion, and you've mentioned on the air that it's more difficult for the body to absorb magnesium as a supplement orally than through the skin. What type of magnesium should be absorbed, and what do you recommend we do to make sure that we have enough magnesium?
It's magnesium chloride. We found that the magnesium chloride is considerably better absorbed through the skin than magnesium sulfate, which is Epsom salt. I can't tell you why, because once it's in solution, it shouldn't make a difference. But the magnesium chloride is it's far better absorbed through the skin than it is through the mouth. Magnesium deficiency is rampant. About 80% of Americans are low in magnesium because it's deficient in our soil. Our soil has been, overworked, if you will, without replacement of the magnesium. As a cattle farmer, I think we've mentioned this before, you've got to give magnesium supplements to your cattle or they die of grass daggers.
Absolutely.
And the vegetable and fruit farmers don't put it in the soil of the vegetables and fruit, so that your commercially raised fruits and vegetables are deficient in magnesium. Now, on my farm, where I have, used nothing but compost for the last 34 years, I don't have to worry about magnesium deficiency in my soil because it's got plenty of it.
Should we compost banana peels?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We can compost almost anything.
All right.
Wood.
Can you overdose?
Can even compost wood.
Can you overdose on magnesium, Dr. Sheila?
Oh, yes. If you overdose, you'll get diarrhea.
Any other symptoms?
Probably not, because it'll let you know soon enough when you've overdosed.
Great. Dr. Sheila, thank you. Thank you so much for being with us. I look forward to spending 2 hours with you next Wednesday.
Always a pleasure, man. Thanks.
Dr. Sheila, thank you so much. And class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's Improve Pro 1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.